Procederemos a dar lectura a la resolución del Poder Ejecutivo. Montevideo, 14 de junio de 2011. Visto la visita del señor Secretario General de la Organización de las Naciones Unidas, Ban Ki-moon, a la República el próximo 14 y 15 de junio de 2011 y la propuesta elevada por el Ministerio de Relaciones Exteriores de condecorar con la más alta distinción que otorga nuestro país a tan alta dignidad, resultando que es particularmente relevante y constituye un honor para nuestro país la visita del señor Secretario General de las Naciones Unidas, considerando que el señor Ban Ki-moon ha desarrollado en estos 4 años una destacada labor por el fortalecimiento del multilateralismo en favor de la paz, el medio ambiente, la no discriminación racial y de género, así como su apoyo y liderazgo a favor de una presencia más activa y dinámica de las Naciones Unidas en la comunidad internacional, procurando su modernización y adecuación a los nuevos desafíos que enfrenta el siglo XXI. Atento a lo dispuesto por el artículo primero de la Ley 16.300 de fecha 28 de agosto de 1992 y sus correspondientes reglamentos. El presidente de la República Oriental del Uruguay resuelve: 1. Entréguese la medalla de la República Oriental del Uruguay en grado de gran cordón al excelentísimo señor Ban Ki-moon, secretario general de la Organización de las Naciones Unidas. 2. Comuníquese e inscríbase en el registro de medallas de la República, etc. A continuación, hará uso de la palabra el señor presidente de la República Oriental del Uruguay, don José Mujica Cordano.
Señor secretario general de las Naciones Unidas, el cuerpo de representantes de las Naciones Amigas que están aquí presentes, compañeros de gobierno, señores ministros, representantes políticos, representantes de todos los partidos, representantes de las Fuerzas Armadas, en fin, personalidades diversas, señora intendenta de Montevideo, que la estoy mirando, y seguramente a muchos, que mi memoria seguramente no acierta a nombrar. Para Uruguay es un honor vuestra presencia, señor. Para Uruguay es un compromiso. Hoy hemos sabido que en el per cápita de aquellos que aportan soldados a las misiones de paz de las Naciones Unidas, estamos primero. Y vaya sacrificio. Y nos sentimos seguramente que en ese largo compromiso por construir una humanidad que pueda superar sus conflictos y en el afán de afirmar una igualdad de las cosas diversas que hay en este planeta, afirmando nuestro sentido de compromiso latinoamericano para un mundo que se globaliza. Señor Secretario General, tiene un pueblo republicano por excelencia. No hay solo un modelo de democracia. Permítame decirle que esta pequeña nación tiene un sentido austero y comprometido de republicanismo donde nadie es más que nadie, sencillo, sin mucho ropel, pero con un gesto comprometido de toda la nación. Y como tal, hemos apoyado su gestión. No lo hacemos responsables de las debilidades del concierto mundial, sino apenas un administrador de lo que puede. Y si las Naciones Unidas no son mejores, es porque nuestra humanidad todavía no es mejor. Pero hagamos votos, comprometámonos en esta lucha y sobre todo para quienes pertenecemos a las pequeñas naciones, no tenemos otro recurso que apostar a la negociación, a la paz, al intercambio y a la negociación de todos los conflictos arriba de la tierra. Bienvenido, señor, y tenga usted un abrazo sincero de nuestra pequeña nación.
A continuación, palabras del excelentísimo señor Ban Ki-moon, secretario general de la Organización de las Naciones Unidas.
Mr. President, First Lady, Mr. Vice President, Mr. President of Supreme Court, distinguished cabinet ministers, excellencies, ambassadors of diplomatic corps, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. Este galardón me llena de honor. Muchas gracias. Mr. President, I accept this on behalf of all my colleagues of the United Nations and our partnership together with you. For me, this Medal of the Republic symbolizes Uruguay's dedication to the goals and values of the United Nations, to peace and security, human rights, and to development. It is especially meaningful to receive this medal as you celebrate your bicentennial. I was deeply struck by something President Mujica said about this year's celebrations. He said, "They will be humble because Uruguay is humble." That, he said, is the character of our nation. In fact, it is a trait that I deeply admire and respect. Uruguay has much to be proud of. Your respect for dialogue, your tradition of tolerance, your sense of solidarity. We highly appreciate Uruguay's increasing engagement with the United Nations. It is good news for the world. Thanks to your support, we are able to promote peace from Haiti to Democratic Republic of the Congo and beyond, to promote disarmament, to provide humanitarian relief. Thanks to Uruguay, the United Nations is identifying lessons on how to make our work more coherent, efficient, and effective. And thanks to your new efforts on South-South cooperation, other nations will gain from your experience. Tomorrow, I will be honored to lay a wreath at the foot of the General José Artigas Monument. I have always been impressed by your commitment to democratic values laid out by your nation's founders, a commitment that I see continues to grow. But it goes even deeper. Ladies and gentlemen, when I was a young boy in my country, Korea, my teachers used to tell me that something very interesting. My teachers told me that if you keep digging deeper and deeper from Korea down to the center of the globe, you will reach at the end a special place, a place called Uruguay. This is called Antipoda. I'm not sure anyone has ever consulted a globe, but that is what I was told, and that is what my friends were told. I was about 6-7 years old at that time. It was 1950, the year of Uruguay in Maracana. And so from an early age, Uruguay was planted in my mind as a place of fascination and curiosity. And I wanted to go there. It took quite a long time, more than 60 years since then. But I cannot wait to tell my school friends I made it today. My journey to this place has been quite difficult, in fact. Even though I didn't dig, I had to take airplane, take bus, then finally ferry. Then I arrived here from New York. But the more I thought about it, the more I realized my teachers were onto something when they linked Uruguay with digging. Because I have come to learn through the years that Uruguayans believe in going below the surface, in getting to the heart of issues, in deepening engagement and partnership and dialogue. That is who you are. You are making an outsized contribution to the region and our world. Thanks for your contribution and for your recognition. I am receiving this medal you bestowed on me today. And thank you for the gift you provide to people around the world. Hope for a better life and peaceful future. The stories of President and First Lady, which I read only, as inspiration for all of us, such a lifelong commitment, lifelong struggle to defend freedom, to defend fundamental principle of democracy. That is real inspiration. I hope this message should be spread to all around the world, where there are still so many people whose fundamental and genuine freedom and democracy are abused, totally abused by the dictators. And this is the goal which United Nations is promoting. And recently we have seen so many people coming to the street, chanting for freedom, democracy, and jobs. And we have to help them. And I'm glad that, I'm encouraged, the world is now supporting these people. And this is exactly what the President Mujica and First Lady have been spending their lifelong time to defend, to bring justice and freedom and democracy to this great country. I see a great hope of this country on the leadership of President Mujica. And I believe that that is the duty and responsibility, again, for the United Nations and all the countries represented in this hall to support and to work together to realize a common goals to make this world better for all. Mr. President and Excellencies, allow me to raise my glass of Uruguayan wine to an ever-deepening friendship, partnership between Uruguay and the United Nations. Thank you very much. Muchas gracias.
Seguidamente, la señora Intendenta Municipal de Montevideo, profesora Ana Olivera, hará entrega de la llave de la ciudad de Montevideo al excelentísimo señor Ban Ki-moon, secretario general de la Organización de las Naciones Unidas.
This is an extra honor, additional honor that I received this key of Montevideo City from the mayor of Montevideo. Thank you very much. Thank you. Muchas gracias.